Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Signs of Life Radio Medium Insights Hour. It's a show where we get to explore the mindsets of many accomplished spiritual mediums on a variety of topics related to the study of consciousness, spirituality, and the afterlife. My name is Roman Karpyshka, and as your host, I am always honored and privileged to have these one-on-one conversations with very, very talented, gifted mediums. Today is no exception. Our medium is Laura Lynn Jackson. Laura Lynn Jackson is a gifted medium who has been certified with the Forever Family Foundation since 2005 and also sits on its medium advisory board. She has a private practice in New York, and she's the author of Light Between Us and Signs, The Secret Language of the Universe. She's been practicing mediumship professionally for more than 20 years and continues to seek ways to heal the bereaved through spirit connections. In addition to seeing, hearing, and feeling spirit, she's also proficient in reading people's energy fields. Her evidential and compassionate style has earned her a wonderful reputation over the many years. And her website, if anybody wants to get a hold of her, which I'm sure you will, is www.lauralynnjackson.com. It's just her name with no spaces in it. So, ladies and gentlemen, our show tonight is commercial-free. Yay! No interruptions, folks. So, sit back, put your feet up, curl up with a nice blanket or loved one, sip your wine, and let us capture your imaginations for the remainder of the hour. But I do want to make a couple of special Forever Family Foundation announcements. First of all, our founder, Bob Ginsberg, his new book is available on Amazon. It's called The Medium Explosion, A Guide to Navigating the World of Those Who Claim to Communicate with the Dead. It's a guide for those who have either had a reading with a medium, plan to have one, or are simply curious about what happens when we die. All profits from the sale of this book are going to be donated to the Forever Family Foundation, so it's a great cause. And the second thing that I want to tell you guys about, most of you have probably heard it, but I'm going to say it anyways, is there's a new Netflix series that just came out, and it's called Surviving Death. It's now streaming. And Bob, Fran, and the Forever Family Foundation are actually featured in episode 4. So without further tonight's guest, actually, Laura Lynn Jackson, is featured prominently in the series. Isn't that amazing? And we'll talk about that in a little bit. So, dear listeners, tonight's show, it's conducted for research and informational purposes. So your questions are always more than welcome, but please keep in mind that Laura Lynn will not be performing any readings tonight, okay? So for the past couple of shows, we've been posing questions to Forever Family Foundation members and Signs of Life radio listeners, and you guys have been coming up with wonderful questions. It's been very successful. So we decided to keep that format going for now. And as always, if you have any questions, you can please call in. I will give you the number. It's 1-888-627-6008. Okay. Well, that was a mouthful. So welcome to the show, Laura Lynn. How you doing?
I'm doing so well. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm so excited to connect with you and all our listeners out there, because if it's one thing I know, it's that energy is the truth of our existence. So anybody listening right now, it's like this beautiful cords of light between all of us. So that's lovely.
Fantastic. How have you been surviving in this pandemic world?
You know, I know it seems so dark, and there is certainly so much, shared pain and grief. But because I'm so connected with the other side, it's so helpful to me when we go through dark periods like this mm-hmm. to kind of get these downloads and to understand that we're really experiencing this collective lesson in love, and that even in the darkness there's light. And there is a deeper meaning to all this, and it is allowing us and affording us an opportunity to grow together and to see how interconnected we all are and to help each other and to return yeah. back to, you know, compassion and empathy and kindness and love. So, you know, as difficult and challenging as this time has been for so many people, for all of us collectively, I do feel like it's offering great opportunity, showing us, you know, what connection can be and how we can care for one another.
So, yeah, I mean, also, you know, just from a layman's perspective, my perspective, you can appreciate what you don't have, you know, because it's a lot of it, what we took advantage of is gone, you know, for now. It'll come back, but, you know, I'm gonna be looking at the world in a different way, that's for sure.
Yeah, so, and I think it also yeah. offers us an opportunity to be so grateful for the things we were taking for granted, or we didn't recognize how important and powerful they were, like hugs,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. So I also want to say Happy New Year, because today is actually New Year's, as observed by the old Julian calendar.
Amazing.
Happens, isn't that cool? And it happens yeah. to be my son's 7th birthday as well, so...
Oh, wow, how amazing. How beautiful.
Yeah. Cool, eh? So yeah. listen, before I forget, you were awesome on the Surviving Death series. Congrats.
Thank you.
And I got to say, what a beautiful home you have. Wow. Very nice.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
So already our lines are lit up. Can you believe it? So I'm going to go with Janet on line one right now. She's got a question for you.
Sure.
All right. So, hey, Janet, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thank you.
Hi, Janet. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Signs of Life.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm not even sure what my question is. I'm just going to be listening right now. And, so I think I'll just listen, if that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, not a problem.
We're so glad you joined us, though, Janet.
Okay. Okay, very good. You know what? We'll field some more questions from our listeners in a little bit. But you know what? I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that some of our listeners have emailed in to us.
Sure.
So the first question that I have here is, when a baby dies, is the soul of the one of an adult, is she able to communicate as one? A medium I spoke to said the only way a baby or young child can come through this is with someone else, like an adult, when they're alive.
I can only speak to my experience. So if I'm understanding the question right, is that this listener was told by somebody else that the only way a medium can communicate with the soul of a baby who has crossed would be mm-hmm. to have an adult figure on the other side facilitate that communication? Is that the question? Am I understanding it right?
Yeah, I guess so. That's my understanding as well.
Okay, so I can only share my experience, and what I can say is that's never been the case. I have had souls come through. Like, very oftentimes I'll read for someone, and I'll say to them, oh, you have, you know, 2 children here, and you also had a pregnancy that didn't fully come through, which means they were pregnant, and then it ended before the baby arrived, or the baby might have been stillborn, or there might have been a miscarriage, or whatever it is. It will show up as a point of light on my screen, and I can still communicate and get information from that soul, because a lot of times that soul will tell me, I wasn't meant to come here in the physical fully. I was meant to feel, my whole soul lesson, I was meant to feel unconditional love for a moment of that pregnancy, and mm-hmm, my lesson mm-hmm. was complete. Or it would be something of that nature. I've never, ever needed a facilitator. I work a lot with children on the other side, and when the children come through, even if they cross at a very young age before they ever had language, there's no issue like that. You know, we come here as spiritual beings into physical form, and I think our brains act, you know, quite as a dunce cap, quite frankly. We're not allowed to remember where we come from and the universal truths and that we're really here to love. But the moment we transition out of our body, we're flooded with so much information, really in a millisecond. And time doesn't exist there the way it does here. So I've never had any issue of communicating with the spirit of a young child or a baby or anything like that, no. And what's more is they're part of that family soul group. And so they're watching over the entire time, and they'll send signs as well. You know, they're there for everything, loving and connected. Right. It's really beautiful.
So that answers the
another part
of the question, which is, would they be left alone on the other side? So I guess that is not true. So
no, not at all.
Yeah, yeah. So I have another question from a listener. It's also a general question. This listener... Okay. So we have a question here from a listener. She says, we had a medium come to my house to do a group reading for six of us, and about 10 people came through that none of us could claim. 2 to 3 people had come through that could have been their people. Is this a typical for reading for so many spirits unable to be claimed by anyone?
Okay, again, I can only speak to my experience, and I would say that is absolutely not typical at all. I could understand in a group reading for six people, you know, a couple people coming through for each person, and there may be being one or two people coming through that maybe the sitter at the moment can't place, but should be able to place once they go home and ask some questions of their relatives. That's not typical, and to me that would be a very uncomfortable situation, and it sounds to me like perhaps the connection wasn't there fully. And that's probably a very frustrating experience for both the sitters and the person trying to connect. So, no, that it shouldn't be like that. And I'm going to say one wonderful way to, you know, make sure you have a beautiful, authentic, and, you know, an experience with somebody who is of a certain level would be to read Bob's book, The Medium Explosion, where he talks about how to find a medium, what you should be looking for. Because I think, too, it could be that a particular medium is very well-intentioned and is just, you know, not fully developed yet or having a really off day or something like that. So you want to find somebody who has worked hard to develop their abilities and who can consistently bring through loved ones who people can place. Yes.
Okay. Well, the phone, that is a great answer. I fully concur with what you just said. And I think there's also different levels, you know, just like you said, could be a bad reading, could be a bad medium, could be just, you know, could be
a bad day.
A bad day. Could be, you know, could be bad sitters. Who knows? I mean, there's a whole bunch
of... No, there's no such thing as a bad sitter. Unless they have amnesia and they don't remember anyone, but no.
Well, that's true, too. Okay, so our phone lights have lit up again. We're going to take a call from Lisa. So, Lisa.
Hi.
Welcome to Signs of Life.
Hi, Lisa.
So my question is, I just am learning about my own spiritual guides. And what is the best intention to make sure that I'm always in touch with spiritual guides?
That is such a beautiful question. So, you know,
what
I've always learned about, you know, our connections to the other side is what's been taught to me through all the readings I've done and all, like, the times I've connected is that we all have a team of light. And the team of light is comprised in three ways. We have God energy, which we're connected to, inextricably linked. It's part of us. We're part of God energy, and it flows through us. It's this connection of love, right, to all things, connects us to all things.
Right.
Then we have our spirit guides, and our spirit guides throughout time and history have been called guardian angels, you know, things of that nature. They're evolved angelic beings, and it's nobody we knew this lifetime. They're just very evolved angelic beings who help guide us our whole lives. And whether or not we're aware of them, they've been there helping us from day one, you know, giving us certain nudges in certain directions or helping us avoid certain situations or leading us to certain people and places that are on our highest path. And then the third part of that team of light is anybody we love who's crossed to the other side, including pets too, you know, anything we love who's crossed on the other side. So your question, if I'm understanding it right, is that you want to work a little bit more with your spirit guides, that particular, right? Which is wonderful.
Yes.
I always say that's the way to really kind of really open up your abilities and get working. So here's what I'm going to tell you. I can only share what has really worked for me. And I've kind of said this, you know, prayer to the other side, to my team of light, to my spirit guides, which is this: use me as a vehicle of love and healing in whatever way I can best be used in this world. And then you just surrender it to them and you trust. You know, and research has shown, like scientific research, there are people who study this, has shown that the more we open ourselves in terms of our beliefs of connection and what's possible and energy, the more we're willing to open our minds and our hearts to that, the more experiences we have. It's almost like opening a door so all of this can come in. So it's really intention that is important, and I think a pure intention, an intention to, you know, in a way, be of service to humanity, to others, because we're all here learning our own soul lessons as well. Nobody's exempt from our own stuff, but it's really beautiful to acknowledge and celebrate the ways we're connected to one another. And once we start doing that, magical things start happening. So I'm so excited for you that you're open and, you know, engaged on your journey and getting, you know, in touch with your guides. And I will tell you one other thing. One thing I've learned from my guides is that it's not important to them if we know what their names are, what they look like. If they want to share that with you, they will, either in a download when you're having, you know, taking a shower. We get a lot in the shower. I think we all do.
Yes.
We get very psychic.
Oh my God.
Or you might have a dream about them. But, you know, they'll let you know that. They'll share that with you. But you can still direct your thoughts to them. You don't have to talk out loud to them. You can ask them to send you signs as proof. I'm all about, you know, let's have a communication back and forth. You know, I'm all about validation. So you can say to your guides, okay, I just want to know you got my request and my message, so send me, and you can pick anything you want. You know, you could say, send me a watermelon and a heart, you know, make it as different as you want. But it does work. So the moment you open and you set that intention, you know, the closer that connection is. And if there are words that you feel resonate more with you or something you feel inspired to say and direct to your guides, trust in that. Because it's, you know, it's an ongoing, beautiful language of connection between you and your guides.
What a wonderful answer to a wonderful question. Lisa, thank you very much for your call.
Very beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a good night.
You too. You too.
So we're going to go to our next caller, and that would be Nancy. So I'm sure Nancy has a wonderful question. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Aloha, and thank you for taking my call.
Hello, Nancy.
Aloha, and I recently, about a few months ago, lost my adult daughter, and it was an accidental, quote, death, so it wasn't
a so
conscious choice to leave. Thank
Sorry
you.
To hear that.
My question, when a person dies suddenly like that and leaves, believe me, I've had a lot of communication from her. She has come to me quite a bit. Very grateful for that. I want to ask you, when you get a reading, when you receive a reading, say I have a reading from one of you, are we able to ask her direct questions? Because I think we both have questions about what happened and how it happened and why it happened, and I think that maybe my daughter might want to say something to us. So I'm a little curious about that.
Sure. Let me first say I am so very sorry for your physical loss, because that is profound. And it is my hope that, and I know that you feel her around and you're getting signs and messages to her, but that doesn't make the physical loss any easier. But I know she's with you and she's helping to heal you. Your question about a reading is a really thoughtful, really insightful, really intelligent question. Here's what I want to share with you. Whenever I read for somebody the first time, before we start the session, I say to them, you know, I explain to them how it's going to work in terms of, you know, I get information on my screen, and I basically say, please hold any and all questions to the end, because here is how a reading is supposed to work. You, the sitter, are supposed to come into the session with all sorts of probably questions or concerns or issues that you'd like explored. But the other side and those you love on the other side should already know what those are, because no one ever needs a medium in order for their loved ones on the other side to hear them or to communicate with them. So when I come in as a medium, I'm really the person added to the call, so to speak. I'm the third wheel. So the way a session should work is that you should not need to ask a thing. Your daughter on the other side would give the information to the medium without you ever asking. And so this is the process I've always trusted in. I always trust that if the session is taking place, we may think we arrange it, but we don't. It's really the other side that does. And it's always divinely timed, and they know what they want to share. And they direct the session. So for me as a medium, okay. I go into it very blind. I have no idea. It's like stepping out on the stage and being like, here I am, and I have no idea what's about to happen. But the other side, and this has been proven like all the time, they will bring through information. I always say to somebody, if I'm bringing through information, you have a specific question about it, you can interject, but please just let them bring it up first. They should bring it up. They should give the answers. So what I would say is, have you not had a reading done yet?
I had one done right in the beginning.
Okay.
A friend of mine does one through the tarot cards.
Okay.
So what I would recommend... She was contacted, yes.
Oh, okay, that's beautiful. Because, you know, another thing about our loved ones is I think they come through to us in all different ways. I'll tell you time and time again, it's not even through mediums sometimes. It's through friends. It's through family members who all of a sudden say something or say, I think this, or will say, and you'll just know it's really from your loved one on the other side. But the person saying it might not even realize they've just been used as a medium. So there are all different ways our loved ones can come through. But what I will tell you...
That happened.
Yeah, it does. It happens all the time. We all are mediums. We just don't realize it, you know? And the other side will tell me, they'll bring it up in readings like, oh, just validate from my mom that I spoke through, you know, the neighbor 2 weeks ago and gave that message. And it's true, you know? So what I'm going to say is just be ready because it can happen all the time. She'll send you signs. She'll send you messages. She'll talk through other people. But if you're going to go into a mediumship reading again, what I'd say is do not share anything. Don't, you know,
okay.
They'll have your first name. That is it. And you just need to trust in the process because the way it should work is that your daughter on the other side should bring up and answer all your questions that you want to know. That's how it should work.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That helps. That really
and I will tell you, too, she is very invested in your healing. So she's already arranging and trying to make this happen and get you your answers because it's the one thing they want to do is help us through our grief. So we can live vibrant and connected and engaged lives again. That brings them joy. They're so invested in our healing of our grief journey.
Well, I will share with you that she came to me and she said, Mom, I'm okay. I want you to be okay.
Was that in a dream?
And that's perfect because for a mother, when your child's okay, you're okay.
That's
you know,
exactly
that's what
right.
You want. So... Thank you so much. That really helped me.
Sending you so much love and healing, Nancy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your question,
bye-bye.
Nancy.
So you're welcome.
The lines are still lit up. We're going to ask Jeannie to come on the line. So, Jeannie, welcome to the show.
Hello,
Jeannie.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're
yes,
very welcome. Welcome to Signs of Life.
Oh, yes, and hi, Lisa. I'm in a situation a little bit like Nancy. I lost my 15-year-old daughter to suicide about 2 years ago. And needless to say, it's been a very, very difficult time. And I've done a lot of research and reading. So I did ask my daughter, I believe she's still lives on in consciousness, and I asked my daughter if she would like to take a class with me. It's A Course in Miracles. I don't know if you've ever heard that or not.
Mm-hmm.
But
wanted
to do. Okay. We're doing the workbook lessons, and she gave me a sign. I said, let me know. And a couple of days later, she gave me a sign that I picked up a book off the bookshelf, and I turned to the back cover of it because I didn't really recognize it, but I knew that I bought it. And on the back cover, it said, never stop talking, even after death.
Oh,
so to me, that meant that, and then when I was, pardon me?
I'm sorry, you cut off. Can you, just keep going.
Okay. So, anyway, you got the part where that she agreed to take this class with me?
Yes.
Hopefully I'm getting through. Okay. So maybe a few weeks later, I scheduled a reading with a channeler, this person could channel higher spirits from another realm and a group of spirits. And I felt pretty, not so great afterwards, pretty depressed because they said to me, what's done is done. You can't do anything about what she did. She made that choice. And you need to move on and you need to let her go. and quit calling her back. And she doesn't need that Course in Miracles.
That's horrible advice.
Can I interrupt right now because I can't even listen to another moment of that?
Well, they said she already reincarnated.
No.
They said she's reincarnated already. She had a year and a half of healing. She's already in another body on another side of the world. And you need to let her go.
You have been misfed.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
and I was so depressed.
Okay, so Jeannie, a couple things. Before you told me about this horrible experience that you had, which I'm going to tell you right now, just erase all of that because none of what you were told is true. What I was going to tell you, and I'm not in reading mode right now, but it's a little hard for me because I, you know, I'm always reading energy, and then I have on the right-hand side of my screen my mediumship, and I can feel people there, but I'm like, I'm going to keep it shut tonight. But I get little, like, bleeds through sometimes. The whole time you were talking about your daughter and taking this course, I was given an overwhelming feeling of such gratitude and that your call was chosen on purpose because your daughter is working with you right now, and just you calling in and discussing this, it's such an important point. What you're doing by speaking to her, by asking her to take this course with you, is you're celebrating the relationships you still have because nothing ends love. The relationship, that love, that connection between parent and child, death does not end that. And the one thing they want us to know is that they're still present. They're watching how we're getting through our lives. They're rooting for us. They're trying to help us heal our grief. And there couldn't be a more beautiful thing you're doing than to take time to do a course and invite her to take it with you and recognize that she is. I will tell you something else about this field, and I'm going to put that in quotes, of mediumship and psychics and so forth. Almost everything here in the United States is regulated. Psychic mediumship, sadly, is not. There's no test. There's nothing you have to do to prove. There's no. And so what ends up happening in the field, and this is my personal belief, is you have a mishmash of people who have true abilities and who are really in it for healing reasons and wanting to work with people in grief. And then you have people who think that they have more abilities than they do and really shouldn't be out there talking to people who are bereaved. And then you have some people who are just complete frauds. I think you stumbled upon somebody who does not really have abilities. I'm going to tell you right now, the messaging is just, I've never, ever heard a message like that from anyone on the other side or my guides or any of my meditations. It's just completely not true at all. Also, reincarnation does not happen that quickly. It's very, very, very rare for that. Okay, let me just start there. Let me say, too, when reincarnation does happen, we usually reincarnate with the same soul groups. And the third part of that I want to tell you is that our soul energy is always really on the other side. This life that we have, and when we kind of beam down together into physical bodies, it's almost like a virtual reality. So there will never, ever be a time where you, here on Earth, want to connect with a loved one on the other side, and they're not present and they won't hear you. That just will never happen. There will never come a time where a loved one crosses and then years later you cross and you get to the other side and they're not there because they've reincarnated. It doesn't work like that. It's really hard to explain because our concept of time here is so linear and our brains are so stuck on that. But from what they explained to me on the other side, everything's really happening at once. Time doesn't exist there like that. So let me reassure you. What you heard was wrong. Your daughter has not reincarnated across the world and doesn't hear you. I could imagine your daughter kind of like being really, really annoyed at that person who told you this information because that's traumatic and damaging and it's just false. You know, and it almost sounds like that person I'm not going to try to figure out why that person did that, but I will tell you, and I've had decades of experience and done thousands of readings, it's always messages of love and connection, and that you doing this is exactly what our loved ones want us to do. They want us to talk to them. They want us to spend time connecting with them. They want us to celebrate them. They want us to celebrate our lives. They want us to be engaged in life and vibrant. So please release that toxic message you got from that person who is either fraudulent or deluded because it is not an ounce of truth in it at all.
And Jeannie,
I just want to say
that when I first became bereaved, when my 5-year-old son passed away,
one of the first places that I went to was the Bible. Then after the Bible, I went to A Course in Miracles. And I don't want to say anything bad about it, but if you're trying to connect with your loved one from the other side, A Course in Miracles is, I mean, it teaches good things, it teaches good values and everything like that, just like the Bible. It's a lot of work. It's a ton of work. There are much easier ways to get connected with your loved ones, much easier, much more efficient ways. I mean, just, you know, even like through a medium, through meditation, that kind of thing. I'm not, and this is my opinion only, doesn't reflect the opinions of the radio station or anything like that, or Forever Family Foundation, but I just, you know, just some advice, that's all.
Thank you, Jeannie, too, you can ask your daughter on the other side to validate all this for you. You can say to her, okay, I want to know that that other person was full of it and that you're really here and we're really working together, so send me and pick something. It could be a song. It could be a phrase. It could be a number sequence. It could be a creature. It could be anything you want, but ask for it because you'll get it, and then you'll have your answer. I think if you go deep within yourself, you knew that what you had heard from that other person was not true.
Mm-hmm. Jeannie, thank you for your call. It's
thank you both of you so much.
Provoked a lot
of really
good discussion.
Sending you so much love and healing, Jeannie.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So now we have Carrie as well. So, Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Carrie. Welcome to Signs of Life.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
So last March, I lost my 3-year-old son to cancer, and really brought me on a really spiritual journey, and it's really changed my total, like, ways and views of life. And it brought me to reading, Laureline, both of your books, which I have really, really enjoyed them. They've really given me a sense of hope and connection that I didn't have. And so the day we came home that he passed, we understandably couldn't sleep that well. And at one point I woke up during the night, and we have these Nest Protect lights in the hallway. Mm-hmm. And it went off this color yellow, and it was a swirling color that it's never, ever gone off before. Oh, wow. It's like, that's just not a normal color for it. And like, I knew that was him, and I knew that was like him telling me he was okay. And so I notice here and there, like, or most nights he does, because I have a 6-year-old son too. I feel like he does those a lot. Like, he does it to say, like, hi. Like, I'll see it different times during the day. But I know a lot in your book, you have things where you say, ask for a specific sign, like, ask for it and you'll get it. And a lot of times I feel like I've been trying to ask for specific things, and I can't get them. And sometimes it just makes me sad, because I know that some of the things you wrote in the book, they're like super specific and people get those signs, but I just I don't know how to get it.
Okay.
Do you have any insight?
Yeah. The first thing I want to say is, first of all, I am so very sorry for your physical loss. I just want to say I have this sense of, you know, I think we choose our parents. I know we choose our parents before we come here. And I also know there's a soul agreement that happens, that the soul we choose to be our mom or our dad has to say yes back. One thing that I've learned from all the readings I've done on the other side is, when there's an instance where a child crosses at a young age, that agreement was known ahead of time, but the parent's soul loved that child's soul so much that they agreed to that relationship, even if it was for a short period of time. And I'm always so moved by that powerful love. And I just want to honor and acknowledge the unbelievably powerful cord of love and connection you have with your son, and that your soul was open to being his mother and is his mother. I think that's just so beautiful. That's the first thing I want to say. The second thing I want to say is, when we ask for signs and we are deep, deep and numb in grief, sometimes we miss them. It doesn't mean they're not trying to send it. And sometimes they send it in very creative ways. And so sometimes it's just a matter of taking a deep breath in, being very patient, and just waiting. The thing you don't want to do is, you know, put it on a timeline and say, if it's not here in 3 weeks, that's it. All of this is fault. they're with us, they're trying, and they sometimes try in creative ways that we might not get or we might miss. I mean, personally, I'm a psychic medium. If you read my books, you read about the purple elephant incident with my dad's crossing, which I'll just remind you, my mom asked him for a purple elephant. We went to his grave, decided to go get lunch, and drove past a restaurant called the Purple Elephant with a giant purple elephant outside, went somewhere else, and didn't see that until the drive back when my sister was like, look at that. We completely missed it the first time. Thank gosh my sister was like, you know, she's a lawyer, so she pays a lot of attention to detail, but everybody misses signs sometimes. It doesn't mean that they're not sending it. What I would say is you should write down, either in the notes section of your phone or on a piece of paper, a number of different signs he could send. I would pick a song. That way, if you get the song, the singer, the lyrics, it counts. I would pick a number sequence. That could be something like 1111, 444, or you could pick birthdays that are important. You should pick a phrase. It could be a phrase that was said between you or something you think of. And then you should pick a creature, anything you want. And it can be something zany, you know, like, you know, you could pick a regular animal and make it a different color or add polka dots or add a heart to it or whatever it is you want to do. The other thing you're going to do is invite him in to give you signs of his own. And so those default signs, as you know, are electrical things, which he started doing the moment you got home to reassure you. But he may put his name on a billboard or on the side of a truck or send you things in different ways. What I will say that from my own experience is that the grief process is a long and winding road. And sometimes when we're very, very deep within our grief, it's almost like being at the dentist and having Novocaine where we can't feel or we can't perceive everything that's around us. So all I will say to you is you're not doing it wrong. There's no flaw in the system. You just need to be patient. I'll also tell you one of the things I told a caller earlier, which is a lot of times our loved ones on the other side will work through friends, family members here to say something or send it. Like, they might not even realize that they're sharing a sign. What I can promise you, what I know, is that he is with you. He's watching over everything. He's part of everything. He sees everything. And he's celebrating.
Hey, Carrie,
everything.
Can I just say that when my son crossed over 12 years ago, at first, I was, you know, looking for signs and everything, and I can guarantee you, you're going to get them, but they will not be when you expect them. That is also guaranteed, but they will be there, and especially at first, they're very strong at first. They manipulate a lot of electricity. That's what I experience, a lot of electrical manipulation, light switches going on and off, those kind of things. Just like what you said, that was definitely a sign. So, yeah, just be open to it, and, yeah, don't be so hard on yourself with, like, not having received. You will. I guarantee it.
I noticed, too, though, my six-year-old will come downstairs a lot, and he'll just tell me random things and tell me his brother told him to tell me that.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
There you go.
But it's just like weird. He's like, well, you know, Max said that he did this and this, and I'm just like, because, well, he said Max gave him a feather the other day, and he brought me this, like, feather, and then he said the dog gave him one. Our dog had passed, you know, a while, too, and he said that he got one from the dog the other day, and he goes, this one's from Max. It was so matter-of-factly.
Amazing. Incredible.
Yeah, that's great.
And that's something, too, I just want to tell you, our pets take care of other family. Like, they're all together on the other side, you know. It's very beautiful.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate it.
You're welcome, Carrie. Good luck. I mean,
much
and
love.
Again,
thank you.
We're very sorry for your loss.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. So, yeah, that was a wonderful question from Carrie. These colors that are calling in are just, wow, you know, they're bringing all these different dimensions into this, which I truly appreciate. So we now have Lillian. we have Fernando on the line. So let's get Fernando on the line. Fernando, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you, and thank you for taking my call.
Hi,
you're
Fernando.
Very welcome.
Great.
So,
I
have a question?
I have a comment, and I want to keep this short, as I imagine there are more people trying to connect. I just want to say to Laura that I'm reading The Light Between Us, and it has been helping me a lot. So I just want to say thank you for the book, and also thank you for everything that you have been doing, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Fernando. It's so kind of you. You know, I really know that we're all connected, and I always feel like whenever we read books, it connects us to this grid of light, to the person who wrote it, and to everybody else who's reading it. So, you know, thank you for saying that, and thank you for reading it, because then you're part of that grid of light.
It is my pleasure. It's a pleasure to be part of it, and again, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Fernando.
Okay, well, that's a nice call. So I got another written-in question. And it says, Laura, have you ever been to Ireland? And what do you plan on going there anytime, like when COVID is over? And then the second part of the question is, have you ever contacted evil spirits that may have been around since like 1900? I'm thinking of someone like Hitler.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so two-part question. So I'm going to answer the first part first, which is, have I ever been to Ireland? And my answer is yes. So when I was in my senior year of college, I applied and I studied abroad at Oxford University in England, and I would travel on the weekends, and I would travel, you know, after the semester ended. And I did go to Ireland, and I went to Dublin, and I did a Ring of Kerry tour, and I fell in love with the magical energy of Ireland, and I felt that was one of my favorite places I've ever visited. So I do feel a pull back there. I do feel I will be going back there. I always trust the other side to guide the when, but I definitely have a pull there. You know, it was felt very familiar, like home in a way. So that's the first question. The second question is, thankfully, no, I have not. I have not connected with any evil spirits, certainly not from the 1900s. I will tell you, the way it works for me is it's almost like a triangle every time I read. So I plug into the sitter's energy, and we both plug into the other side, and then anyone on the other side connected to them comes through. So it's not that I can just sit here and then just randomly try to connect with somebody on the other side. You know, if uncomfortably I was going to be connecting with, you know, of the consciousness of Hitler, it would be a family member or somebody who was connected, right? That would have to be facilitating that. But honestly, I've kind of programmed it to my guides on the other side to, you know, use me in a way that, of course, can be, you know, healing and helpful. And I don't know that would be very productive. Actually, you know, would not really welcome that.
No, I totally agree and understand with that. Absolutely. All right, let's take another caller question. Let's take actually another caller. Let's get Lillian on the line. She's been waiting for the longest time, so I would really want to get Lillian on the line.
Pleasure waiting.
Lillian,
hi,
welcome
Lillian.
To the show.
Hi,
welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. I've actually attended a lot of your seminars and read your books, and want to also thank you for the referral of Joe Peretta, who's been phenomenal.
Oh, great.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's a family foundation medium. Wonderful.
Yes, he's wonderful. But anyway, I kind of wanted to ask you about something I've been trying to research. For most of my, I would say, late child, early adult, and now later life, I experienced a lot of night terrors, and I always looked at it through a medical lens. And recently, as I become more spiritually aware, I began to ask myself, you know, are these spirits another phenomenon? And as I began to consider that, they seem to have dissipated. So is there any literature, or do you have any thoughts around just night terrors? And when I say night terrors, I would have images of people that I could see clearly, you know, in the night, that would wake me, and I would be absolutely in abject terror of them coming, you know, to get me. And it was sort of a constant theme through my life. So I didn't know if there was any material or just any thoughts that you had around this.
So that's very interesting. And also, I'm so sorry you've been suffering with that. That's quite terrifying.
Sure.
What I will say is the fact that you just said, when you had that thought, had that acknowledgement in your mind, it stopped, is pivotal,
yes.
I think, to figuring this out. What I will tell you personally, for me, before I fully embraced my abilities, I would get a lot of very negative things in my dreams. And I look back on that like, well, that was really just a literal wake-up call for me. You know, you need to deal with these abilities. You need to understand that they're real and that they're here, and that you can use them in a good way or we're going to keep doing this to you. So I feel like for you, it's very similar. It's a wake-up call of like, hey, we're here. You have ability to access this. And the moment you recognize that, well, now you're shifting into a much higher level of perception. So that sort of vibration, that doesn't it doesn't serve any purpose anymore because you've recognized your abilities. So I would say the best thing you could possibly do is to, honestly, your guides will put you on an independent study. Go to, you know, pre-COVID days, I'd say go to the bookstore and, you know, go to whatever book you're pulled to. I don't know that you're going to want to do that, but you can go on Amazon and just trust the universe to kind of suggest books to you and read whatever you feel pulled to. Because the more you open to your own abilities, the more clarity you're going to get and the more you're going to understand that if you have that ability is always a gift. It may feel like a curse sometimes, like when you're having night terrors, but it's really a gift to help connect and heal and, you know, bring beauty into the world. So the more you embrace it and understand it, the more you're going to use it in a really positive way. So I'd say it's really a wake-up call from the other side to say, hey, you've got these abilities. Let's start using them in a really beautiful way to help humanity and help others and have you honor them. So the more you develop your own abilities, the more you're going to get very positive connections. And there are online courses you can do. There are books you can read. You know, just be open. Say to the other side, say to your team of light, okay, guide me to whatever I'm supposed to learn. And then you might be surprised. You might see an advertisement for an online development class, psychic development class. You might be led to a suggestion about a book. It'll just fall into place.
Right. Excellent. Love it. Yep. Really appreciate it. And wish you both a very, very healthy and happy and safe 2021.
Too. Thank
you.
Well.
Thank you so much, Aline. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. So we have another person on the waiting on the call line. Let's get Dana on the phone. Dana, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, Dana. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank
you. Hi, Dana.
Hi. Laureline, I don't know if you remember me, but I'm actually Scott's wife. I met you years ago, Scott Wax's wife.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, honey. And I saw you posted this, and I was like, I want to call in because, you know, I always have so many questions. And I actually met with Gina Simone, actually. She did a reading for me because my mother passed away, like, a year and a half ago. And as you know, Scott's mom passed away. So I constantly ask my mom for signs. I've learned from you. I've, like, asked her, like, silly things, like how you said about the elephant. I'm like, you know, show me Pinocchio if you're not happy about this person. Show me an elephant if you're okay. And then literally a few days later, I looked up, an address for somebody, like, down in Florida. And, like, right next door to their house was, like, a restaurant called Pinocchio Cafe.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
And I was like, oh, my God. So what I want to know is, like, so many times, like, I want to ask my mom for advice about, like what's going on and how are things in my life and my father, because my father is now, like, dad 2.0, I call it, because it's not even my dad before. But, you know, and then, like, we try to connect, and I feel like she connects with me. Like, I'll ask her questions and I'll get a sign. I will try so hard to try to get signs from Scott's mother, and I can't. And so I want to make this more broad for other people. Mm-hmm. It's like, do you ever get where you can't really connect with someone?
I don't know that it's that you can't connect with somebody. Maybe
or get a sign or something.
Or like a different kind of sign from her. Maybe she's better at doing something electrical rather than, you know, putting a creature in your path, or maybe she's sending her own sign. She's like, no, I want to do my own, but you're missing them because they have to do with things she liked or something she wants to know. I will tell you, there's never an occasion where we direct our thoughts to somebody on the other side and they don't hear us. Every single time we direct our thoughts, whether it's a message of love or forgiveness, whether we're giving forgiveness, asking forgiveness, or celebration, or asking for guidance, they hear us. So it can be tricky for them, as you understand. They don't have voice boxes anymore to speak to us. They don't have, you know, arms to hug us. So they have to be creative and find different ways. And perhaps it's just that her means of communication, she's trying one way and you're looking in the opposite direction for it. So I'd say just trust. Stay with it. Mm-hmm. Stay open.
Yeah.
Maybe come up with different things she could do, whether it's music, numbers, you know, afraid, whatever it might be. So there are many avenues there. But what I can tell you, she absolutely hears you.
I hope so. I try. I mean, I try for him, but I but you know, and then it's like, and then he gets all upset because he's like, "Your mom sends you signs, not for me." But, like, I don't get anything.
Was there a joke that one of you said, like, "Oh, maybe she's angry or something"? Like, she doesn't want to talk to me. That's not the truth. That's not what's going on.
Yeah, no, but I try. But I do get good signs, and I hope that, you know, people do look over you and try to put you in the right direction too.
Oh, they do.
I have full faith in that and everything. But I just want to tell you that I always think of you, and I'm really excited for all the new things that you've been up to. So.
Oh, thank you. It's so nice to hear your voice, Dana.
Okay,
and Scott,
well,
my love
you.
Too.
I will. I will. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Dana.
Thank you.
Take care. And we have one more caller. I think, if I heard correctly, her name is TB. There's a TB on the call. Edie. I'm sorry.
Oh.
So, Edie, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Edie.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Laura Lynn. I love you. First of all, I love you both.
Oh, right back at you.
Thank you. And I love the light between us. I have a really weird question. I follow this medium, Marilyn Rosner. She's from Montreal. I'm from Montreal. And she had suggested a book called Life in the World Unseen by Anthony Borgia, where in the book he talks about going to a place where there's buildings, and there's a building with books, and there's a building for science, and a building for arts. And I'm wondering, is that what the other side is like something like the Shack? Or is it just a place of, you know, consciousness?
Oh, that's such a good question. So I can only tell you.
Like, I'm hoping when I reunite with my husband that we'll be at our cottage by a lake, you know?
Okay, so what I want to assure you of is what we love when we're here carries with us to the other side. So it's almost like a personalized place of joy and love and connection. And if there's a sacred space to you here, mm-hmm. guaranteed, that is where, when you cross, your husband will meet you. And then you can explore all the other things that are over there. You know, it's kind of this vast place, and it has different levels from what glimpses they've shown me and from what they've told me. It's really hard, I think, for our minds to conceive of it because we are in such a materialistic, you know, existence right now with such linear time. The other side is so different. But what I will tell you is what they have reassured me and promised me is that anything we love, any experience we love, any place of beauty, any food we've eaten in life, anything we love, we bring with us to the other side. It will be there.
Okay, and
so
I will reunite.
You needn't worry about any of that because it will be anything that brings you joy and love will be there.
Okay, because I worry about like not seeing him again. You know?
Oh no. Okay. He'll greet you.
Okay.
You won't need to worry because, and if you look at some of, I don't know if you had a chance to watch the Surviving Death series yet.
I did.
Did you see the part about the hospice care and about how people who were going to cross were met by their loved ones? Prior to crossing, that's how it works. Nobody ever crosses alone, ever, 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 ever.
Okay, very
so
nice.
Can I share that?
It makes me feel better. Can I share a sign that I had early on?
Oh, please, yeah.
Well, the night before I took him to the emergency, which was a year ago last week, we were watching Top Gear as a family. It's a show with some funny British guys and cars.
I love that show.
Yeah, it's a great show, and he loved that show. So a few months after his death, I parked my car, and there was a license plate that said Top Gear. And then I took a picture of it, sent it to my kids, and they said, it's on a Volvo, and he used to drive a Volvo. So
oh, my
for me,
God. He's
was,
good.
isn't that amazing?
That that's like a double whammy sign. That's really good.
Well, he was an engineer and a perfectionist, so maybe that's why.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I love you. Anything you do, I find you amazing, amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I feel so blessed because I really do feel the connection. And, you know, with everybody out there who does, like, connect with me, too. Like, it's just this grid of light, and I can feel it, and it's so beautiful. So thank you. I love you,
thank
too.
You.
Right back at you.
Thank you. Thank you for the work you do, everyone. Thank you so much for giving us hope.
All right, Edie. Have a good one. And are you still in Montreal?
Yes, I live in Montreal.
Okay, that's where I'm actually from, born and raised. So,
oh, really? I'm sorry I didn't get your name in the beginning because I joined late.
Yeah, it's Roman Karpyshka. Anyhow, just quickly about that book that you're referring to,
Life in the World Unseen.
Yeah, it was
by Anthony Borgia,
but it's he's actually channeling Hugh Benson.
I was not aware. Okay.
Yeah, Hugh Benson is channeling Anthony Borgia, or the other way around, I forgot. But it was a really amazing book, and I highly recommend it to all of our listeners. It really paints a good picture of, you know, some of the stuff you can bring over with you at a higher
vibration. Yeah, it was great.
State. It's
yeah.
really good. Well, thank you so much for
nice
the call.
Nice to meet you. Thank you very
nice
much.
To meet have you
nice,
too. Take care.
Have a nice evening. All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we have one last caller. We have Jim on the line. So, Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm here.
Hi, Jim.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, right, how you doing?
You?
How are you?
I'm good. Or this
good.
Is Jim Calzia.
Oh, yay! How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. And how are you?
And it's so funny because as you're saying Jim, I'm picturing you. I'm like, oh, this is...
Are you kidding? Okay.
It sounds so hokey for me to say that now, but I really was.
Yeah. Like, the previous caller had a sign from a car. I think I recall somebody doing something like that, too.
Yes.
And I still have the red, nail polish. Got that
I
right
love
next
it.
To her. And, yeah.
Kathy's
yeah.
pretty amazing.
Yeah. So I had a question. I did see the Surviving Death, and I mm-hmm. watched it fast. You know, I binged on all six episodes. And you mentioned to the previous caller that you, when you cross over, the loved one is on the other side to guide you in. Well, the last episode was on reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I asked you way back then, and even now I worry about it. What if Kathy were to be reincarnated? I don't know if we're supposed to use names or not. Is
well, that's
that still
fine.
Hold? Or,
oh, yeah, it's interesting because we had a call before that kind of addressed it a little bit. And so what I want to reassure everybody of is it'll never happen where we go to cross and the person we love's not there because they're reincarnated. Like, sorry, you missed them. That never happens.
Yeah, right.
The way I have to explain it is what I've been told is our soul is always really on the other side. And these lifetimes we project into are almost like a virtual reality that we do with the same soul groups, and we usually wait to come back with the same soul group together. I think if a soul comes back too soon, because maybe part of their soul group is split somewhere else, so they come back, the version of who they were is still on the other side, and they're just projecting it down into a new existence. So what you're referring to is like children with past life recall who maybe there are still some living survivors here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Your loved one is still going to be on the other side in that version of themselves and that soul that they are. It'll never come a time where they're not there or they're not there to greet you. That just doesn't happen. But it's really hard for us to conceive of, I think, with our small kind of brains in the materialistic world right here with a linear time. It's really hard for us to make sense of that, but it's a reassurance that I know.
Yeah. I tried to argue my way into something like that, but it didn't work, so I needed to hear from you.
Yeah, keep in mind,
well,
there's no time on the other side.
That's what my guys have told me, and I trust them.
Okay, good. And by the way, I noticed we talked before about the first episode. Well, I saw the first episode. And apparently, the first person to put a report together on near-death experiences was a geologist. So, see, we got our hands in the air.
Amazing. I love it. You geologists are going to, like, come up with all the solutions in our world.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
But unfortunately, he was falling at the time in the Alps, so I hope that doesn't continue on.
Oh.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the call, Jim.
Thank you. Good to talk to you, Laura. Take care.
You
too.
So nice to hear your voice, Jim.
All right.
Thank you.
And you know what? This brings us to the end of the show, pretty much. Laura, we want to thank you profusely for coming on the show. And it was like, you know, just like I predicted, the fastest hour ever.
Really does fly by. I'm so delighted to be here. And I want all our listeners to know you never, ever need a medium to connect. You know, just ask for your own signs and go on your journey, too. There's wonderful ways for you to explore your own abilities and to develop them and so forth. And it's really wonderful.
Right. Fantastic. Okay, well, that about answers all the questions. We again, thank you very much. If anybody wants to get a hold of Laura Lynn, it's lauralynnjackson.com.
She has a website there, and I'm sure you can make appointments to, for visitations and all that kind of stuff. So,
my waiting list, unfortunately, is closed, so I'm not able to take any
closed?
New clients.
Oh.
But I do run online workshops. I try to have a whole bunch of things. I have a discussion series I lead on, you know, every month. So if you just go to my
fantastic.
Events page, you can follow me there. Yep.
Okay, great. Well, again, thank you for coming on the show, and everybody, thank you for listening, and I will see you guys in about a month from now, and until then, just know that our loved ones are a heartbeat away, and as Fran Ginsberg used to say, our science is going to prove it. So good night, everybody.